Experiments are scheduled through the end of the month at the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, facility. It's the first time science is being conducted at the Ionospheric Research Station at Gokana since the University of Alaska Fairbanks took it over from the Air Force in 2015. UAF Geophysical Institute has spent the last 2 years overhauling generators, antenna, and other equipment that's used to simulate the electrically charged area of the upper atmosphere. GI spokesperson Sue Mitchell highlights two of the projects that are part of the upcoming federally funded research campaign at HARP.
One of the projects will create an artificial aurora. It will not be visible by the naked eye, but should be able to pick it up with cameras. And then they're testing the feasibility of using HARP to do some over-the-horizon radar applications. Take a look at the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean, perhaps by bouncing transmissions off of the ionosphere.
Mitchell says HARP is being operated on a pay-as-you-go basis, similar to the Poker Flat rocket launch facility it runs for NASA. She says HARP is expected to be online for less than a day during the first run of projects because it's so costly to operate.
The rate for running HARP runs about $5,000 an hour. The generators are very expensive. They take a lot of fuel to run per hour, so that's the main cost.
The generators energize HARP's 3.6-megawatt transmitter, beaming signals through 180 antenna into the ionosphere, 50 to 600 miles above the Earth's surface. Mitchell says the public can track what's going on at HARP's through HARP's Facebook page. It's part of an effort to debunk lingering conspiracy theories about what happens at the former military research facility. Those theories include weather and mind control.
A fantastic research facility. It is not capable of all the things that it's been accused of, but it is a really fascinating and interesting and powerful research tool.
Agencies funding this month's HARP research projects include the National Science Foundation, the Los Alamos National Laboratory, and the Naval Research Laboratory. UAF-based researchers are involved in the projects.